The Pentagon announced this evening that it has dropped all charges against a Muslim chaplain, Captain James Yee, who ministered to detainees at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay. A military spokesman said the charges were dismissed following consultations with government lawyers and intelligence officials. Captain Yee faced a court-martial for the charges stemming from his work at Guantanamo. NPR's Jackie Northam has been following the case and joins me now. Jackie, first, what charges was Captain Yee facing?
Robert, Captain Yee, well, he was first arrested and held in a lengthy detention on suspicion of being part of an espionage ring. But in the end, he was charged with far less serious crimes of mishandling classified information and disobeying a general order about how to store and handle information. He was also charged with adultery and keeping pornography on his government computer. As you say, he was facing a court-martial, and that was about, if he was found guilty, it was about 14 years in prison he was looking at. But now the government has dropped all the charges.
And why has the government dropped all the charges?
Well, military officials say that there were concerns that the evidence that would have been introduced by the defense if this did go to trial. The Pentagon says there were thousands of documents involved in this case. They were deemed classified, in other words, highly sensitive material. And the military says they just didn't want those documents made public. And so according to the Pentagon, you know, they said, look, we're just going to drop the charges completely.
Hey, you've been following this case for a while. Is it a surprise that all the charges have been dropped?
No, not really, for a couple of reasons. There's been rumors circulating that on both sides of this case really did want to hammer out some sort of deal. And in fact, last year, the lead defense attorney inadvertently emailed a document that laid out part of the negotiations. It was a mass email to journalists by mistake, and so we did get wind of this. But you know, Robert, I just spoke with Captain Yee's attorney, Eugene Fidel, and he said, you know, that this was a unilateral decision made by the Pentagon. He had nothing to do with this. He rejects the notion that any security concerns played a role in this decision. In fact, Fidel said even a few days ago, the government claimed that the classification review hadn't been completed, and when he spoke to them tonight, they refused to say whether it was had been completed even now. So, but the other thing, Robert, though, just to say, I mean, there's been a sense for a long time now that the government was having a hard time making its case. It didn't go ahead with the espionage charge. The trial against Captain Yee's trial has been delayed a number of times, haggling over what is classified and what isn't classified. So there wasn't a sense that this was a real strong case anyway.
Well, does this mean then that Captain Yee is as good as new, as if this never happened, that he can go back and resume his duties as a chaplain?
Well, he can, yes. He'll be allowed to return to his previous duty station at Fort Lewis, Washington. However, he still faces what's known as an Article 15 proceeding, and that has to do with the adultery and pornography charges. Those penalties, though, Robert, are minor, and it may just be a pay cut or a duty restriction.
But presumably those are charges that never would have arisen but for the investigation that began with espionage.
That's absolutely right. But those are the only charges they'll be able to get him on.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Jackie Northam on the case of Captain James Yee, the U.S. Army chaplain who was ministering to detainees at Guantanamo. Charges have been dropped against him.